G'day folks, Damo here. Welcome to a Sunday morning at Sean and Damo's. It's about 7:15 in the morning and I am out here in our backyard. Why am I out in the backyard at 7 in the morning? Well, apart from the fact that it's a good time to be up, I am going to do some more smoking. However, I am using a different smoker. Some of you may have heard my previous audio boo where I smoked some fish in my little smoker box, which runs on metho, as we call it, methylated spirits. Since then, Sean has bought me a gas-powered smoker oven for Christmas from a German supermarket chain that we have over here called Aldi. It's a rebadge of a smoker made by Hark Enterprises. So I thought I'd give you a bit of a description of it and then talk through what I'm going to do today. So the unit itself is essentially a metal cupboard. It has sort of a powder-coated brushed finish on the outside of it. It's just over a metre tall, I think about 1.2 metres tall. It stands on four metal legs. It has a door on the front, as you might expect, a small damper vent on the back which allows you to control how much heat and smoke escapes from the unit, and a couple of carry handles, one on either side, so you can pick the thing up and move it around, put it in the garage when you're finished with it and so on. It runs on normal sort of propane, I think it's propane and LPG mix, the sort of thing that you would run a gas barbecue grill on. And I've got a 9 kilo bottle here beside it. So looking inside the unit, if we unlatch the oven door, in the bottom we have a gas burner. Just a single one, although it's quite large. Then on the next shelf up we have a rack which holds the smoker box, which is essentially a metal tray with a lid, and the lid has sort of grooves cut into it, and the idea is that you fill that up with wood chips. It uses chips rather than sawdust, which my little metho smoker uses, because normally you're running this for a lot longer, so you need sort of bigger bits of wood. On the next shelf we have it's not a shelf really, it's a rack which holds the water tray, which is just a big oval metal tray that you put water in. The idea of that is that when the heat from the burner hits it, it generates steam and keeps your food nice and moist, so it's sort of slow cooking in a steamy, smoky environment. Then above that we have three metal shelves, similar to what you would find in any domestic oven. So that's the inside of the unit. Just latch the door again. Oh, come on, you silly thing. There we go. I think it probably, my only complaint is I think it could actually do with a proper door seal on it to stop the smoke escaping from around the door, and you can actually buy those. I think it's probably something I will do at some stage. On the front of the unit below the door you've got the control panel, which consists of a normal sort of gas type control, so you push in and twist anti-clockwise to turn it to high slash light, and turn it further anti-clockwise to turn it to low, and then beside that you've got a push button piezo igniter, one of those, so you just turn the gas on and press the button. A lot easier than lighting the metho burner. So that's essentially what it looks like, and what I'm going to do, I've got the wood chips that I'm going to use, which is a mixture of hickory and mesquite wood, soaking in some water. The reason we do that is because you don't really want the wood to burn, you just want it to sort of smoke and smoulder and produce as much smoke as possible. So if you wet the wood first, it increases the combustion temperature. The other thing that you don't want is, because of what I'm trying to do today, The name of the game is essentially low and slow in terms of how I'm cooking it, so low heat for a long time. And if the wood burns, obviously that increases the temperature in the oven. So by wetting it, we ensure that it just smokes and doesn't burn, and then you've got, you can control the temperature with the gas. So I've got that ready to go, and I've got a piece of pork shoulder, which the butcher has cut the skin off for me. And last night I made up a dry pork rub, which, if you're after the recipe, because it works quite good on any sort of roast pork or pork chops or ribs or any of that sort of stuff, it was 2 tablespoons of salt, 1/4 cup of brown sugar, 3 tablespoons of paprika, 1 tablespoon of garlic powder, 2 tablespoons of onion powder, and 1 tablespoon of chili powder, and mixed all that up to get all of the lumps out of the brown sugar, and then just gave the meat a bit of a coating of mustard to help the rub stick, and then just covered it in the dry rub, wrapped it up nice and tight in alfoil or tin foil, whatever you want to call it, and put it in the fridge overnight so that the rub could sort of soak into the meat. So what I'm going to do in a moment is fill up the smoker box, light the thing and get it going. And then once I start to smell smoke, I'll pop the piece of pork shoulder in, take the alfoil off and pop that in. I'm also going to fill up the water pan, water tray, so that it's nice and moist and doesn't dry out. And we're going to cook that on low for around about 8 hours on the lowest heat setting that this thing will give me. And it will hopefully become what the Americans call pulled pork. It's not a common dish over here. I guess it's sort of I guess you'd best describe it as a cross between roast pork and ham. The idea is that it's eventually, because it's been cooked slowly, it should be that soft that you can just pull it apart with a fork and just pull the bone out. So that's the plan anyway. So we will see how we go. The other thing I'm going to do every couple of hours, again just to keep it moist and add a little bit of flavour, is to brush the outside of the meat with some apple juice. Obviously I've got to have to be fairly quick because I don't want to lose all the heat out of the oven. That's the other thing I forgot to mention too. It does have a temperature gauge on the door. Eventually I need to get hold of a talking thermometer, because at the moment I'm cooking just really to time rather than to temperature. So I need to get a talking meat probe thermometer of some sort, one that actually gives me the temperature, because the one I got that I reviewed on the radio show from Oregon Scientific, which is a Grillrite wireless thermometer, you can set what type of meat you want, whether you want it medium or well done, but the only options it gives you are nearly done, done, and overdone. It doesn't actually tell you what the internal temperature of the meat is, which in this sort of case isn't really very useful, because its idea of done and mine might be slightly different. You probably hear the lorikeets squawking away in the background there. So anyway, I'm now going to put the smoker box in and light this up, and then go and get my pork shoulder and put it in, and we'll come back once we are underway. Okay, back again. So we now have the smoker box full. We have the water tray or pan full. And I've taken the precaution of lining that with foil as well. The reason for that is that obviously any drips or anything from the meat will sort of go into the water. And I figure if I put the alfoil in, same idea as the smoker box, just tip any remaining water out and scrunch the foil up and put it in the bin, end of mess. And that works quite well with the smoker box as well. You just roll all the charcoal and stuff up in the alfoil, tip it out, and then just give the tray a quick rinse. So we're all set to go. So let's light it. So we'll turn the gas bottle on. Turn the burner on, so push in and twist anti-clockwise, press the piezo button, and it's lit. really easy to light. And at the both times I've used it, it's ignited first go too, which is really good. So we'll turn that down to low now that we know it's going. And look, the water in the water pan is actually starting to boil already. How's that? So we'll close the door and let it develop some heat. And once I smell smoke, I'll go and put my piece of pork in there, and then I think I'll bugger off and have some breakfast, since I haven't yet, and that's always a nice thing to do on a Sunday morning. So once I'm ready to take this out, I will come back and sort of update the audio boo again and let you know how it goes. Bye for now.